This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. One of the most famous and eccentric pop stars has died. Michael Jackson, at age 50, was about to launch a comeback tour. At midday today, paramedics were called to his home in Los Angeles. He was not breathing. Jackson was rushed to UCLA Medical Center, where a crowd has gathered outside. Reporter Frank Stoltz of member station KPCC is at the medical center. Frank, what's the scene there?
Well, there are hundreds of people out here, scores of reporters from around the world, reporters who are already stationed in Los Angeles who are now here outside the hospital because this is, of course, a worldwide story. And then hundreds of fans mixed in as well, fans, some of them crying, some of them chanting, "Michael, Michael," and many of them saying that Michael Jackson's music had a profound influence on their life.
Are hospital authorities saying anything about Jackson?
Hospital officials have said nothing about Jackson's condition officially. They're expected to come out sometime later today to make some sort of official announcement, but there's been no official announcement of death. That's all come from sources who've spoken to reporters. There's no doubt that it's true because many of those sources are very well placed. Yep.
And Frank, tell us again more about the circumstances of Michael Jackson's death.
About 12:30 this afternoon, Pacific time, paramedics were called to his home in Holmby Hills, just a couple of miles from here. And paramedics described Jackson in full cardiac arrest when they found him. He was brought here to the UCLA Medical Center, brought to the fourth floor thoracic cardiac care unit, where he apparently died.
Thank you, Frank, for that report.
Thank you.
It's Frank Stoltz of member station KPCC, who is at the UCLA Medical Center reporting on the death today of Michael Jackson.